Hey guys, today we're going to talk about Addison Rae, a college dropout. If you don't know, I'm going to read her history. When she wanted to pursue TikTok, she actually wanted to be a sports broadcaster, you know, a commentator for, I don't know, volleyball, football, or I don't know, soccer, or wrestling, you know. Being one of the cool commentators over here, which is me, you know. I mean that would actually be kind of fitting for her in a way. That would be kind of a fitting role for her to be a commentator. And eventually she dropped out of college to become a TikToker, you know. She gained a lot. But Addison Rae is one of the stupidest people for dropping out of college. I mean, at least she's not like Charlie D'Amelio, where she dropped out of high school at the age of 16. You shouldn't be doing that, by the way. Please do not do that. I'm not condoning you to drop out. Please do not. That's why the video is being made in the first place. Addison Rae is the most dumbest person I've ever known. Sorry about my, you know, saliva, but I'm trying to say Charlie D'Amelio. Well, Charlie D'Amelio is still dumb, nonetheless. I mean, her vaping controversies and whatnot is still dumb. But think about this. This is a trivia question that I got from the Mr. Beast Challenge, you know? What is, how many millions will it take to make 1 billion? The answer is 1,000, right? That's literally the fucking answer, 1,000. She answered 100. Which is very fucking weird. It's honestly super goddamn weird. Why did she say that? It gets even worse. What's even worse is the fact that she doesn't even know the basic knowledge of human. If you want to know how or why am I saying that it takes 1,000 millions to make 1 billion, then watch PewDiePie. If you see YouTube, if you search up PewDiePie, you see he has 100 million subscribers. Maybe more, maybe 110 million if I am done making the video, because I actually have a canker sore that I have to recover from. But pretty much is that PewDiePie, the biggest YouTuber of all time, we're gonna fucking get rid of T-Series in there. PewDiePie has 100 million subscribers. If 100 million was, you know, enough to be 1 billion, he would have 1 billion subs. But no, it's 100 million. So this was actually taught to me in, like, I think this was taught to me in, like, 4th grade or 5th grade. And she is 20 years old, a college dropout, not knowing shit. I don't know who, like, fucking even helped her or taught her anything in school, but you, the teacher of Addison Rae, you need to go back to school, man. She didn't learn anything, man. I don't know. And the trivia tournament challenge, she was pretty bad. Not really that bad, but still bad nonetheless, you know. Anyways, there's even more, I swear to God. But, you know, congrats to George for kind of beating her in the tournament. One of my favorite Minecraft YouTubers, George, congrats. But Addison Rae is very dumb, and this is why I am giving you the disclaimer on why you should not drop out. I am betting 19-year-old me is like, haha, too late, kid, you're gonna drop out of high school, you're gonna drop out of college. I'll probably do that eventually, you know, who knows. But I mean, you know, if I dropped out of college, I probably would have dropped out due to, like, stress or anxiety. But she dropped out just to become a TikToker, just to do this. I'm going to mock them, if that's a little bit of a fine thing for all of you, you know. I'm just gonna mock them. I probably am off frame right now. Trust me, I'm a lot better, you know. So I'm gonna grab my tripod here, you know, and do this. So if you want to do those sin committing TikToks, this is gonna be the closest you'll ever be, you know. This is literally what Addison Rae dropped off her college for, dropped her dream to be a broadcaster, you know. This is what she was like. Oh my gosh, oh yeah, fucking hell, I am the best TikToker in the entire world. That's literally what she did, so she can be a fucking TikToker. All she does is lip sync on goddamn audio that's not even good, and decided to also ruin a lot of hip-hop songs. Best examples of people ruining hip-hop songs, Juice WRLD. Oh my god, I swear to god, I've been a fan of his since the SoundCloud days in 2017. Oh my fucking god. He is the most saddest excuse of, you know, people using his sounds on TikTok. Sad man, you know, sad. Sad for his passing, man. But, you know, I can't stop TikTokers from mocking a seizure a month before he coincidentally died from a seizure. I mean, I can't stop them while they're playing Lucid Dreams. I can't stop the fact that they constantly keep putting Juice's goddamn posthumous album on TikTok. I can't stop them from ruining bangers like 20 Minutes and other Rosie tracks. I can't stop them from using Juice WRLD leaks. I can't. None of us can, you know? But no, not only is that really the reason why I hate TikTok, but that was because you have no effort. TikTok has no effort. Just put your phone vertically. In MI, oh my god, in MI is even worse. If you were in my school, MI, back in the days, they would always lean their fucking phones on a stupid pillar. We had a covered court, so our courtyard was always covered with a goddamn roof so we would not, you know, get drizzled on by rain. And oh my god, it was so stupid because they constantly kept putting their phones on pillars. I actually did something to stop them. What I did was I poured water on the bottom part, like very like thin coating of water, so some people would drop their phones when they do TikToks, which might sound like a dick move, but honestly that's something I tried to do one time a couple days before the quarantine actually started. And pretty much what I'm trying to say is that TikToks, you know, are very effortless. You don't need anything, and people earn billions of dollars just lip syncing, just doing horrible dances. They're like, oh my gosh, I am doing the Renegade. Oh my fucking god. Like, I mean, there's no fucking effort in doing that. I have MI friends who are all dumb as fuck. They constantly do TikToks every second. They all have their role models like Charli D'Amelio or Addison Rae, all these people. But I'm gonna tell you now, if you are from college, I recommend don't drop out. Study your goddamn major. Finish college. Unless, ironically, I would probably drop off college in the next couple, like, maybe next couple of years. Maybe 19-year-old me would be like, no, bitch. 5 years later, 2025, Zach would be like, no, you're gonna be gone. You're not gonna be in college anymore, Zach. You're gonna drop out, you know? And maybe that might happen in the future. But I'm telling you now, this is the best reason why to not drop out. You're doing literally effortless just to earn money. Here's why, all right? So if you're constantly doing TikToks like this, one day TikToks, Musical.ly's, Vines, and all those other bullshit like types of apps would eventually die down from the market, and that will burn, and that will crumble the society of social media influencers and dancers, etc. They will all crumble and die because of the fact that social media like TikTok is not going to really boost much, you know. At least for me, what I'm doing is that if I earn money in YouTube and if YouTube does not go well, at least I would probably finish college and have a major in filmography, or maybe have a network designing type of major, or maybe I'll have a major in architecture. Like, I mean, I don't know. If I get a major, you know, if YouTube just crumbles and dies, I have a backup plan. But Addison Rae, Charli D'Amelio, these TikTokers, and also this implies to us YouTubers, not only will your brain start to become stupid as fuck, but YouTube will one day die. YouTube, Twitch, all of these other platforms, they're going to die one day. And if they're going to die, most of them will no longer have a job. That's actually why I want to tell you to keep your education. Don't be stupid. Don't be a stupid person. Please keep your education. One day, YouTube, Twitch, all other platforms are going to die. All monetization will probably go away. Many people will lose their jobs from making videos, and they would probably need a backup plan. So college is your best bet. Well, unless you were like me, who already has like a fucking portfolio when it came to being a, you know, part of a news writing team, when it came to being part of a school newspaper, being an editorial artist, being a host of a show in my school, I mean, being a vlogger in my school, winning a contest when it came to the best commercial in the MIIS Kids Camp Bazaar. By the way, I'll make a video about the Kids Camp Bazaar in my next Saints Anecdotes video. But, you know, you get my point. I'm trying to say is that if you drop out of high school, you're going to lose all the knowledge that you gained. Look at Morgs. Morgs is a good guy, actually, because I've seen him, you know, outside of YouTube. Like, I haven't physically seen him, but I've known who he is outside of YouTube. He's not a dumbass. He's not a stupid idiot, but he's a dropout, so he's probably have lost, you know, a lot of things. Example, he thinks that there's a Greek ocean and that sharks are in Greece. No, sharks never appear in Greece. They rarely appear. And there is no Greek ocean, okay? And it's even worse for other people, you know? And I, actually, that's why my mom forced me to do tutors every single summer once in a while. Because if I had tutors in summer, I would learn. And that if, even if I lose, like, imagine if school died, imagine if YouTube died, I would still be learning. My brain would be refreshed. So, you get my point. For this entire video, you get my fucking point. You know, you shouldn't be doing education. You should not be, you know, you shouldn't be killing it off. You shouldn't be dropping off college or school, because YouTube and Twitch and all these other platforms are going to be very temporary. So if they die off, you won't have a backup plan. You will lose a lot of knowledge that you're supposed to learn from school, and everything's going to go horrible.